have everybody on online or attending. So this is the time and place that was scheduled for a status conference regarding a petition that you filed, Joe, and then I have some responses regarding a license that was issued by the Department of Water Resources in the name of the Idaho Water Resource Board. And I have a copy of the license, if I can find it. So, Joe, you filed a petition for hearing, petition for declaratory relief, and then we have some additional filings. And I don't know how we want to start today, but, Joe, maybe I should give you the opportunity just to speak to your original petition, and I don't know whether you want to fill in with the petition or motion to correct the pleading and then what you're asserting, and then Ann, maybe I'll have you fill in after Joe talks about it, and then let's sort out maybe where we're at. So, Joe, I'll give you the microphone here, if I could.
Sure, Director. And maybe some background information would be helpful. We had appeared in this same matter, the same water right designation, several years back, around 2010. At that time, there had been a order extending time to submit beneficial proof that went to a hearing, and ultimately the hearing officer in that case, I think, granted the motion that there couldn't be additional extensions for time to submit proof, also indicated that some other issues we raised could be brought up at the time of licensing. A few years passed, and then ultimately the license was issued. That sparked us to file another petition requesting hearing. Subsequent thereto, there was a couple motions to dismiss or motions to amend. Following those motions, I did file a motion to amend along with a amended petition. And to address those briefly, I'd certainly answer any questions. The initial petition requesting for hearing, we used the petition we did several years ago as a form and failed to correct the proposed order. Based on the motions to dismiss, we caught that, filed a motion to amend to correct that. There was also a motion to dismiss or amend indicating that we had failed to set forth in sufficient detail those matters to which we wanted declaratory ruling. I believe we addressed those in our amended petition as well, and I think that brings us current.
Okay, and I just want to go back, since, Joe, you were reciting some of the background, and I have not read the in its entirety the recommended order that was issued by James Cefalo. But I want to go to the conclusions of law where it says, and the first one, pursuant to the terms, declarations, and the proof of beneficial use filed by LSARD on July 27, 1992, the undeveloped portion of permit 37-7842 was relinquished to the state of Idaho. All department actions on the undeveloped portion of the permit occurring after July 27, 1992 are void. And I think that was the basis of his then rescinding the proof of beneficial use filed on September 2nd. So I've just kind of gone back and looked through the history. There was a, and I don't want to get too far into it, but it seems to me that this 1992 date may be important to us in these discussions today. And I just want to point that out as we start through this and kind of fill in that the completion of what you had recited earlier, Joe.
Yeah, and Director, while you're asking me some more information on the 90, the last date to submit proof of beneficial use.
Pardon me, I don't understand. What?
I was asking you if you were asking me a follow-up question.
Oh, no, I just was calling attention to the fact that, at least as I read your petitions, Joe, you are asking for both a hearing regarding the license that's been issued, and you're also asking broadly for declaratory relief in your petition. And that petition for declaratory relief refers to the application, the original application. It refers to advancement of priority, and it refers to the issuance of the license, all three. And it seems to me that these dates are very important, and associated orders that were issued by the department related to those dates, and whether there's an opportunity to go back and revisit any of those, given the fact that there were orders issued and they became final in the records of the department. And that's why I'm looking at James Cephalo's order and at least saying to myself, anything subsequent related to proof of beneficial use or advancement of priority subsequent to the July 1992 date is irrelevant in what we're talking about. Anything prior to 1992, there are orders that were issued by the department supporting those advancement of priority and issuance of permits following the filing of an application. So I guess the ground I'm trying to stake out here is how is the department or the director in any position to look at any of those previous activities?
And perhaps I can address that, Director. I think once the permit is sent to licensing, those issues are at play. We tried to raise the failure to advance the priority date earlier, and hearing officer Cephalo said this is you can't do it at this time, but you may be able to address it at licensing. And I guess in a nutshell, that's our position, is once the right is set for review in the licensing phase and that is issued, we can address the advancement. Frankly, you know, what we tried to raise before is there's the priority date was advanced partially due to the lapse in the permit, but even after that advancement, the department returned a portion of it and said, hey, this proof is still incomplete. And then finally, when they received proof that was acceptable to the department, they didn't advance the priority date further. And we attempted to raise that earlier, and the hearing officer indicated that the only issue that could be before the department at that time was the order granting an extension of time which to submit proof. But also said, you know, the next order would be the licensing order, and that may be the appropriate time to address the further advancement of the priority date. In other words, he said, hey, the only order that the department's issued at this time was the order to extend the time to submit proof. That's the only thing I can hear at this time, and we'll give you notice when the licensing issue. And at least that's my take on it, Director.
Well, thanks, Joe. And what I wanted to do, honestly, was to be able to identify the 1992 date early on and at least recognize it as, in my opinion, a pivotal date for discussion. And we need to look and see what activities were final, and that perhaps I I don't have the authority, even if I wanted to go back and revisit those at this point. So, and so I don't want to go into it any farther, and I want to give Ann the opportunity to speak to her her motions here. So, Ann, go ahead. Sorry for the break in continuity. But.
No, thank you, Director. Yes, I think that you've raised a lot of the same concerns that we have with these petitions, and I think that we would welcome the chance to lay out some of those issues in a little more detail. As you know, this has a very complicated procedural background, and I think we're really going to need to go back and parse out what was final when and what was decided, and then look at some of the the timing of that and whether or not those issues can be reopened at this point. So at this point, I guess we would like to respond to the amended petition to develop some of those issues a little bit more deeply. And then I think perhaps to parse out what is being covered by a petition for hearing and what is being covered by a petition for declaratory ruling, and what those two things look like and are, what can be done under each of those headings.
And by the way, just thinking about the time frames, there's still a period of time that's running for you to respond to Joe's petition for to file an amended pleading. So,
okay.
I haven't looked at those dates carefully, but I think we talked about it, didn't we, Emmy? And I think we're still within a...
Is it 21 days or is it...
It's 14. It's just the normal time period to respond to motion.
Okay.
We just filed that on... the department received it by mail on September 11th. Received it by email on the 8th. So you've got 14 days.
Can you hear Emmy, Joe?
I can, Director.
Okay, all right.
So that's the
25th, isn't it?
All right.
14 days from the 11th is 25th.
14 okay. days from the date we received it in the mail would be the 25th.
Okay.
So there is an opportunity, and if you want to respond to, for you to respond to it, and so maybe until we receive that information, any determination on my part today would be premature. I guess I want to jump out, and I think it was important to establish at least what I had looked at in the record as far as dates and what had been issued. And I haven't looked specifically at the orders that were issued by the department, but it appears to me that 2 days after the July 27th submittal, it's probably a credit to one of my predecessors, Glenn Saxton, that 2 days after there was an order issued that approved the extension of time and established a priority date. And it says it was advanced to August, I think, 25th, 1980, which is the date of priority on the license that was issued. So... And I haven't dug into the background of those orders and what they say, so I think it's important for us to look at that. I think the other issue that we need to talk about today is, and maybe you want to address this in what you work on and submit, Ann, but you know, the question of the amended pleading and of what, if anything, is timely brought to the department at this point. I'll just express some sentiments. It seems to me, and I know, Joe, you had some dates in your initial pleading that weren't correct, and I also recognize we all make mistakes, and I've made my share in my lifetime. But, you know, what I want to do is, I'm not a judicial officer, but I remember a few judges in my time saying that their end goal is to accomplish and do substantial justice and not promote form over substance. So, the initial pleading that Joe filed was timely with respect to the issuance of the license within the time frames, at least as I can tell, Ann. And it seems to me that we probably have at least the in front, and I have in front of me a pleading that raises the question of whether there was beneficial use and the extent and quantification of it. And my take on it is that's probably an issue that I would take up. But I will tell you, Joe, just looking at it, I think the request for declaratory ruling or declaratory ruling I view rather dimly. I don't think I can go back and address all of those issues that are raised from the time the application is filed up through the latest order that was recognized in 1992 by James Cephalo. And that's just my initial take on this. And furthermore, I'm not sure that declaratory ruling is the proper relief to seek when we're specifically looking at a license that's been issued. But I do think the question of the quantification of beneficial use is probably an appropriate issue before me right now.
And Director, if I may, kind of view it, I think Council would probably have to the 25th to respond simply to my motion to allow the amendment. After that, if the Director determines that the amendment is appropriate, we'll proceed on the amended petition. Then I would anticipate there'd be follow-up motions to dismiss or motions related to that amending pleading and whether we can go forward on the hearing and whether we can go forward on the declaratory rulings. I understand the Director's inclination on the declaratory rulings. I see some of those issues myself. I think, frankly, that probably the advancement of the priority date may be one item that would fall more into the declaratory ruling than the others. But I think our request for hearing on review of the issuance of a license, may be appropriate on its own.
And what's your suggestion? You want the additional time to work through this. That's what I heard.
So if I understand Mr. James correctly, he was suggesting that we would do until a response period ending September 25th to respond just to the petition to amend. And then an additional response period based on whatever the Director decides on that to respond to the substance within the amended petition. Is that correct?
I think that if you have 14 days from the motion after receipt, that'd be to respond to the motion to amend, whether it's appropriate or not. The Director's certainly not binding himself, but I anticipate that we would have an opportunity of hearing in some form. But you certainly, by rule, have that time period to respond to that motion. And based on whatever the Director does, I think there'd be additional time frames for dispositive motions and to challenge the contents of the petition.
Yeah, and I think the separation that you pointed out, Ann, thanks for the clarification, I think the separation you're pointing out also gives you a little more time to dig into the facts of what's happened in the past. And you can concentrate in the next few days on the issue of whether his petition to amend is appropriate or not, looking just at the procedural side of it.
Yeah, I think that would be welcome given the complexities of some of the things that have happened in this case. It would be nice to be able to dig in a little deeper and have a little extended time frame to do that. So that would be fine with me to respond to just the petition to amend. And then do some more of the substantive stuff after that decision.
So do we want to set a couple of deadlines, the And the 25th, I suppose, is a deadline that's imposed by the rules. But beyond that, then we probably ought to have some kind of a deadline, I guess, for addressing the other issues in this. So, and some of that, I guess, is already in front of me because we have your motion to dismiss. And we didn't get a response from Joe on that particular motion to dismiss. So I have a motion in front of me right now. And I guess if you wanted some additional time, I don't know what we do with those time frames. I mean, the other alternative, I guess, is that I could just take your motion to dismiss and then act on it after looking at your response to the petition to amend the pleading. So I'm asking both of you what we want to do. I mean, I have a pending motion to dismiss from you, right?
Mm-hmm. Which I guess is affected by the petition to amend.
Right, and I think they are interrelated. I think the petition to amend at least may have cured, if the court grants the motion to amend, cure some of those arguments. What I was suggesting earlier is once counsel knows what, say if the director grants this motion to amend, we do have an amended petition, counsel would know what's before him to file another motion to dismiss.
That's right, because the motion to dismiss was referring to the 2010 reference in the initial request for hearing. So,
but I agree that counsel should have, you know, if the motion to amend is granted, should have a period of time for depositive to look at the record and file dispositive motions, and then we should have a period of time to respond.
You want a time period within which to work and file something? Or do you want to wait till the ruling on the motion or petition to amend the pleadings and see where it goes?
So I just want to back up and clarify for a moment, because we have my motion to dismiss, which may or may not be affected by the petition to amend.
Yep.
But we also have my petition to dismiss or clarify the declaratory ruling, which seems to address separate issues. I don't know that matters. I just wanted to make sure. In my mind, we kind of have two different things going on here, a petition for hearing and a petition for declaratory ruling, and I guess I'm getting a little muddled as to which we're going to address.
Well, and I put forward that the amended petition corrected the order that we were seeking hearing on. We also put additional information to clarify which we were seeking a declaratory ruling. You know, those arguments may have merit or may not, but that's why even if you were saying the petition was deficient as to the declaratory rulings, perhaps it might be best to address the amended petition in that regard if the director grants a motion to amend.
Go ahead if you
like. That in order to address the petition for declaratory ruling, I'm going to have to get into some of the substance to determine whether or not that did clarify the petition. So
let's talk about both of them separately. So we have a motion to dismiss the petition for hearing, and that petition, as I recall, was based on the reference in Joe's request to the 2010 date.
That is correct.
So it was a timeliness argument, right?
Yes.
Now, the motion to dismiss the petition for declaratory ruling was based on both a deficiency in referencing statutory provisions as well as deficiencies in facts. And it seems to me that the first motion to dismiss the petition for hearing will probably largely be addressed by however I handle the petition for an amended pleading. The second one, the motion to dismiss for declaratory ruling, it seems to me is more complex. And
yes.
And I guess I would give you the opportunity, Ann, to either have me rule on that particular motion without further submittal or to submit additional information. I think if you submit that additional information, then it probably opens up the motion for Joe to respond to it. So, I mean, you're saying that there's additional complexity in here in the motion to dismiss petition for declaratory ruling. I agree with you, but it seems to me that complexity is in the file, and it may be something that I can sort through. But you filed the motion. There wasn't a timely response to it. I'm happy to rule on that particular motion because although it is tied in, I guess, to some degree, to how I rule on Joe's latest motion to amend the pleadings. What do you want to do?
When I address the petition for declaratory ruling, that would still be within the September 25th time frame. Is that what we're? That would be my opportunity to respond to.
I don't think you have any obligation, any deadline for, with respect to the petition for declaratory ruling, right? I mean, you filed the petition. There was no timely response to it.
Well, I filed a response to the petition.
You filed a motion to
dismiss, or
which Joe James didn't respond to.
And so then we have this amended petition that includes clarification of the declaratory rulings that they're seeking. So that's another motion that's there. So now we have the September 25th response time frame. So if I'm going to adequately address the declaratory ruling aspect of it, it seems that I'm going to have to get into the substance somewhat.
Director, if I may, maybe some clarification. There was two motions. There was a straight motion to dismiss based on the timeliness of the order we were attempting to request a hearing on. And then on the motion to dismiss petition for declaratory ruling, I think that was a motion in the alternative, either to dismiss the petition for declaratory ruling or in the alternative asking for clarification of the grounds for the petition and a clear statement of the declaratory ruling the petitioners seek. And I think if the court grants our motion to amend, there are statements of the statutory basis and the grounds therefore. So I think the motion to amend the petition does bear on the motion to dismiss for declaratory ruling because it was in the alternative and seeks, we didn't file a specific motion or response to the motion to dismiss or in the alternative for clarification. We filed a motion to amend, and the basis on that motion was to amend, was to provide further clarifications for the grounds for our seeking a declaratory ruling. So I think they may be more tied in than the director recognizes at this point.
Well, let's do this. I was trying to further the process a little bit, but maybe we can't. So let's just, as a single focus, look at your filing some response to Joe's petition to and petition for to amend the pleadings. And then in responding to the petition and your whatever you submit, then if necessary, I will include some additional deadlines for addressing what's left over after the initial determination. That's okay. So to me, the only issue that I'm looking at is Joe's, at the present time, his petition to amend the pleadings. And I think whatever I decide with respect to that petition will drive whatever happens with the other, with your, well, I think it will completely resolve the question of the motion to dismiss the petition for hearing, because it, your motion was based solely on the date that was, that Joe had listed. I think the petition for declaratory ruling is more complex, as you pointed out. And so let's get through the first stage of this, and then I'll set some deadlines if necessary for whatever else should come in.
Yeah, if you just allow the amendment, then Ann would have an opportunity upon the amended petition to file any kind of dispositive motion as to the amended petition at that point. So you wouldn't have lost an opportunity to respond to what's now being included as the declaratory ruling petition, okay. The substance of that, if that were to happen. So
yes.
That makes sense.
And then do those, my two original motions to dismiss, they just get...
They could be addressed, I think, by
would
the
be just be addressed as within the idea of this petition to allow amendment.
I think that that's possible.
Okay.
They'd have to be folded into whatever else happens following the decision on the motion to amend the pleadings.
Mm-hmm. And then if you allow amendment or deny amendment, then I will have a response period from the date of that order.
Yeah, I think what we would do is probably as part of the order just establish a deadline for either we'll just take these pending motions and probably say by order the deadline for any additional filings related to those pending motions is such and such a date. Maybe give you an opportunity to dig and then give, based on that additional information and research, Joe would then have an opportunity to respond. So I don't think the issuance of this first order would establish any deadlines under our rules or anything. I think I would establish those as part of that order.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
For addressing these dispositive motions that are now pending and any others that might be filed, and supporting information. Okay. I don't think we go any farther than that right now.
Yeah, sounds good.
No, it sounds appropriate, Director.
Okay. All right, how can it become so complex so quickly?
This one did it.
you had to see that file.
Well, yeah, I've dug through it. Not exhaustively, but there's a lot of stuff there. Okay, thanks for your help today.
Thank you, Director.
Thank you. Yeah.